Chapter 5. Basics of Service. Before we begin, a quote from Ralph Waldo Emerson. Thou art to me a delicious torment. Obedient slave positions. Service comes in many forms in your BDSM practices. Some services might be action-oriented, while others are based on commands or bondage techniques. However, many dominants prefer to have certain positions for their slaves that will show their obedience as well as their diligence in providing exactly what their master or mistress requires of them. There are several basic positions that you may want to incorporate. First of all, a very basic position. This position is done by having the slave kneeling on the ground with their legs spread apart and their feet together. The back of the slave should be straight and they should be sitting on their heels with their hands on their knees. The slave's head should be upright, but the gaze should be downward, showing their deference to their dominant. For this position, you will want to guide your slave into the proper position and then have them sit there for a while. It can become uncomfortable, so a master will want to keep that in mind when looking for a position that might be used for punishment purposes. A good way to teach a slave to do this position is to adjust their bodies into the position, let them hold it for a few minutes, and then have them stand up and then immediately get back into the position that they have been taught. The instruction position. This position allows the slave to need to remain focused on anything that is being told to them and can be a great position for listening to instructions. The slave should kneel in front of their master with legs spread and their hands behind their backs, sitting up straight. The waiting position. With the slave standing, their hands should be behind their backs, with one hand grasping the opposing wrist. The eyes should be on the master or mistress, waiting for instructions or orders. Slave sitting. By having the slave sit with one leg bent in front of them and another behind them, it allows the slave to remain graceful and postured without too much strain. There are also a number of positions that are related to having the slave ready for inspection. The collaring position. Kneeling before their dom or dame, the slave will raise their hands in the air in front of themselves and lower their head to provide easier access to the neck. For inspection, have the slave stand upright without any clothing, with arms overhead, clasping each elbow with the opposing hand and slightly leaning backwards. This allows the genitals and the chest to be fully visible for inspection. To make this position difficult, you can have the slave stand on their toes and try to balance. Genital inspection. The slave will lie on their backs with their hands overhead or to the sides, spreading the legs wide open for inspection. Belly position. The slave lays face down on the ground, arms by their side, and legs spread wide apart. Anal presentation. Have the slave bend over and spread their buttocks with their hands for an anal inspection from their dominant. To further show submission to a master or mistress, a slave may also be taught various positions. When asking for permission, have the slave get on all fours with their hands stretched out in front of them and their head resting close to the floor. The buttocks should rest on the calves if possible, and the slave's face should be completely focused on the floor. This is also a good position for a slave to await the sweet touch of their dom or dame's whip. At master or mistress's feet. The slave should be shown how to sit at the feet of their owner, whether in a prostrate position or simply by placing their cheek across the feet of their master. For punishment, the slave may be asked to get into a number of positions as well. Leading. Bending over and presenting your hair allows easier access for the dom or dame to grab it. Now the dom or dame can lead their slave anywhere they desire. Over the knee. This one is simple enough to understand, as the slave will be expected to drape his or herself across their master's knee. Slaver's kiss. The slave lowers their head to the floor, resting it on their forearms, their buttocks pointed up in the air, with thighs spread apart and feet together. This will expose the entire rear end of the slave for a nice whipping session. Ankle grabber. The slave will bend over as is comfortable and present their buttocks to the master by grabbing onto their ankles with their hands. And the quadruped position. The slave positions themselves on all fours. This allows the dom or dame to be able to take and play with the slave in any which way they would please. There are also a number of positions that you can use in terms of leading a slave around an area or in a sexual context. Try to find some that are both challenging to the slave as well as visually appealing for the master. A note for the slave. Practice each of these positions until you can hold them each for at least 5 minutes. This will help your body to start to build the muscle memory it needs to do them automatically when commanded by your master or mistress. You will want to practice them each day in order to keep them strong for your serving. Forms of service for slaves. In order to serve a master or mistress, there are a number of things that a slave can do, but what the master prefers is what they should be doing. This will be determined in the beginning of a master-slave relationship as prescribed by the master as well as the availability of the slave throughout the day. The requests for service might be as simple as attending to the meals during the day or getting the paper in the morning, to sorting out the email box of the master or bringing breakfast in bed each day. However, there are far too many ways that service can be shown. What is important is that the slave is given important tasks that will help the master have an easier time in their lives. This means that tasks should require the slave to focus on the task at hand, as well as know that failing will upset the schedule of their master. Here are some ideas for service tasks that a slave can do under the guidance of their master or mistress. Clean the home, clean the bathroom, do laundry, iron clothing, run personal errands for the master or mistress, take phone calls or screen phone calls, handle incoming mail, sorting it for the master or mistress to open and read, dusting, polishing furniture, organizing clutter, or lawn chores. Of course, this list seems eerily familiar when most people read it. It's real life and what needs to be done. However, in the dominance and submission relationship, giving these ordinary tasks to a slave allows them to create an easier, stress-free life for their master. What should be realized is the idea that providing these services and more to the master is the first and foremost goal of the slave. Knowing that the tasks are expected to be done and done in a particular way will allow them to be under the control of their master, even if the master is not around to inspect the results. A master needs to be careful to create clear definitions of how and when these tasks should be completed. This will take time and effort to teach the slave how to get things done right and well, and might even necessitate some sort of guidebook on what needs to be done and in what manner. The more detailed a master can be, the more likely the slave will be able to perform their duties without error. A note for the slave. Make a list of all the things you will provide for your master or mistress in the next week. Then create a task list for each day for your dominant to approve. This will allow you to show your master or mistress your willingness to serve them and think about serving them even before they ask. Remember, too, that it's not just about what you do, but how you do it. If you're told to dust the living room each day, you need to spend time removing all of the dust, not just wiping down the surfaces and hoping that it looks clean. Service is about doing what you are told and doing it well. You want to please your dominant, don't you? No task is beneath you when it is something your master or mistress commands. Creating a schedule of service duties. What can help in this assignment of duties is to create a clear list of the tasks that need to be done on certain days and by what time. This allows the control of the slave to be clear and apparent, even when they are not in the direct presence of their dom or dame. For example, a schedule of tasks might look like this. 7 a.m. Slave wakes up and makes coffee for dom or dame. 7:20 a.m. Slave begins breakfast for master and serves in bed. 8 a.m. As dom or dame is eating, slave cleans kitchen and showers. 8:45 a.m., slave presents to Dom or Dom A, asking if there are any sexual requirements for the morning. 9 a.m., any sexual needs of the Dom or Dom A are fulfilled, etc., etc. This schedule can be detailed or it can be much more lax. Many masters find that the more detailed it is, the more likely it is for the slave to be focused completely on their servitude for their master. Stricter is better. But if the master feels that the schedule is too strict, they might create a list of tasks and assign a particular finish time, ordering the slave to call them when the tasks are completed in order to prove their obedience. When the slave needs to deviate from the schedule, they will want to talk to their master prior to making such a decision and get permission first. When the schedule is not followed to the letter, the slave will need to know that a punishment may be expected when the master returns home or at another time. Schedules work for both the master as well as the slave because they give both parties a clear idea of what they can expect, and by having this clarity, a slave can be more devoted to their master, and a master can focus their attention on training their slave in other ways. A note for the slave. Today, you will want to ask your master or mistress to come up with a schedule for you. This will allow you to always be in the mind frame of serving, as it will encompass your entire day and be directed by them. Remember that following it is your responsibility. If you should fall behind or have troubles keeping up, discuss with your master or mistress ways that you can do better or suggestions they have for improving. Be completely honest about anything that you may have done in a fashion that would not please them. This allows your master or mistress to alter your training to make sure that you learn the proper ways. Ownership versus servitude. When it comes to SM and BDSM relationships and interactions, the definition of what's expected can become blurry. For example, there are some relationships that thrive on having one person completely be at the will of their dominant partner, while others thrive on the servitude of one person for another, with no expectations. How you choose to establish your relationship is a personal choice. Ownership and servitude are two terms that are thrown around a lot and can become confusing to someone who doesn't quite know how to define them. And while we're going to talk about basic definitions, someone else might argue against them. Ownership is generally a situation in which the dominant and submissive are in a close, daily relationship that involves various levels of servitude, business, domestic, and sexual. The submissive is completely reliant on the dominant to make their decisions for their personal actions. This is a relationship in which the submissive is generally only owned by one dominant and answers only to that one person. Servitude can take on other forms. For example, serving can occur in an ownership situation, but it can also occur in a less formal relationship. Some submissive-minded people like to show their servitude to certain people during certain time periods, but then go back to normal when those time periods are over. And still, other submissives are interested in serving certain people in certain ways for certain time periods. For example, being a sexual servant to a certain person or simply someone that does domestic servitude. Legally speaking, you cannot actually own another person, so the idea of ownership is something that is defined by the people in the relationship. But servitude is completely possible and an excellent way to start off a BDSM relationship that requires one person to obey another. A note for the slave. The difference between owning and serving doesn't seem to be all that different, but take some time to read this section to see where you might fit into the definitions. Discipline exercises. Most of us can recall a time when we did something wrong as a child and then were punished for it. We were probably made to sit in a corner or take a time out. When a slave has done something wrong, it's advised that they be punished for doing so with some sort of task that allows them to be punished, but also to learn from their mistakes so they will not happen again. To do this, the master or mistress can employ a number of mind controls that will cause the slave to rethink their actions and reconsider their future actions. Here are some ideas for discipline that will allow the slave to feel their master's disapproval and also find a quiet space inside that will allow them to learn and grow as a slave. Have the slave stand in a corner. While this sounds almost trite after remembering that your parents used to make you do this, it's a highly effective exercise. Not only does it keep the slave in a place where they cannot argue, but it also reminds them that they have done something wrong and that they are not worthy of being in their master's presence until they are called. Many dominants will have a slave stand in a corner near them, but have them place their nose close to the wall in silence to show that they are being punished not only by the position, but also by the lack of attention from the master. Have the slave write out their wrongdoings. Having the slave write lines as to what they have done wrong will allow them to physically regret their wrongdoing. Writing, "I should not leave a mess after I have done the cooking 100 times, is a painful and arduous process, as well as etch the lesson into their minds. Some masters find that making the slaves write pages of the phrase over and over is most effective. Try to keep the phrase short and easy to recall, as you want this to be in the mind of the slave long after the punishment has been issued. Loss of privileges. Taking away any privileges that the slave has is a common and effective way to discipline any wrongdoing. For example, if the slave is allowed to take a bubble bath once a week, this privilege should be taken away until the punishment is complete. Likewise, masters have also found that taking away certain comforts can be a good way to discipline as well. As an example, some masters have taken away shaving privileges for weeks at a time, creating humiliation for the slave that is used to being clean-shaven, as well as serving as a constant reminder of their wrongdoing. Physical discipline. The easy answer for discipline is generally physical discipline, like spanking or flogging. The number of spankings can be determined by the severity of the infraction, while they can also accumulate until the master has the time to inflict them. Other ideas are to create a tight bondage position that the slave has to wear throughout the day so they have a constant reminder of their wrongdoing. Remember one thing, though. If your slave enjoys physical punishment, then this is not a discipline, but a reward and encourages their bad behavior. A note for the Dom or Dame. If you enjoy giving physical discipline, you might actually want to encourage your slave to misbehave. Of course, choosing a slave that wants this kind of pain because they find it erotic will make for even more intense sessions. Remember not to confuse your slave. It's one thing to encourage bad behavior and another to make up new rules to punish a slave for. This can lead to confusing a slave and become very frustrating. Understanding your slave will be key to understanding what they will actually need in order to correct their behavior. Remember, too, that punishing should never be given when you're angry, as you could genuinely harm someone. Discipline is a necessity when it comes to training a slave, and the slave that does something incorrectly should expect that they are to receive some sort of reminder of their wrongdoing. But the trick with discipline is that it needs to be consistent, or else the slave may not take it as seriously. Try to draw up a clear standard of punishments for the slave so that the master remembers what they need to do and when it needs to be done. A note for the slave. What forms of discipline above would work well on you? What other forms of discipline might be effective? Take some time to write down these punishments so that you can show your master or mistress. And a slave assignment for the end of this chapter. You have a lot to think about with these last few sections, and they are quite important when being a slave is something that you aspire to do. Serving is more than just listening to someone tell you what to do and then doing it. It's about loving the practice of serving and remembering why you are doing it. For this section, take out your slave journal and write down 50 reasons why you want to be a slave to your master or mistress. These will help you to further clarify your intentions and will be a joy for your master or mistress to read. This is the end of chapter 5.